Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for this new moon that's going to be occurring on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world. Before we get into the forecast for each life path number, just know that this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like your own personal forecast or your own personal numerology reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at each life path number and what to expect with this illumination for this upcoming new moon. Life path 22-4, you all are going to be working with the energies of the 24-6 and the 25-7 for this new moon. So let's break that down. All right, so for the 24-6, this is going to be potentially just a beautiful, excellent time for potentially strong financial gains or getting some kind of assistance from those in a position to assist. So this is a great time to ask for what you need, to ask someone who maybe has some kind of authority or is in a powerful position or whatever, who has what you need in order to achieve what you're trying to achieve. And you will likely see things fall in your favor under this vibration. This can pull in people who, under normal circumstances, might not even open the email. But under these circumstances, not only have they opened the email, they've read it and they were blown away by what you're asking them to assist with and to be a part of. And they say, yes, you just never know. And so you don't know unless you ask. And this is a beautiful energy to ask under. So definitely a great time for getting that opportunity to move forward in a way that where you have, maybe you have felt, in a way that you haven't been able to do for some time. And it's going to be more than likely through the assistance of others. You can do it on your own, but you don't have to, right? So it's finding the resources that can help you to, alleviate the limitations that you might be working with and asking for what you need. And you will likely see to some degree that work out in your favor. Also, this is a great time to have these sort of big and bold flashes of insight on how to proceed. So if you've been feeling stuck in some area, but stuck in a way where it's like you have most of the puzzle pieces, but there's some missing and you're not sure what to do next, this can be a great time for those aha moments or a deeper insight. So definitely pay attention to your dreams, pay attention to what people say, or something you hear, or just the insight that comes in for you naturally, right? Through your intuition, through your psychic channels. And write it down. Like a lot of times when we get these downloads or these deeper insights, it makes so much sense in the moment and we get excited, but then it's not time yet. It has to bake a little bit, right? Like we've got to like mix it all together, put in the ingredients, put it in the oven and let it bake. And sometimes when the idea comes in, it's not the right time to take the action. So what I would say is any insights that come in for you at this time, any aha moments, write them down because you will likely be asked to revisit that when you have all the ingredients, because then it'll be time to bake the cake, so to speak. So definitely pay attention to what comes in for you that's insightful or that feels really aligned or that feels like that missing puzzle piece that you've been looking for, because the other pieces will follow and then you'll have what you need to be able to move forward. So you will likely be able to get some kind of plan in place or some kind of strategy that can help you to gain some momentum, right? And feel like you're moving forward in a big way. This can also bring in and again, we're still talking about the 24-6. This can bring in sort of harvest time, an opportunity to reap what you have sown. So for 22-4s, this can feel like, winning the lottery sometimes. It's like you start to see the rewards for your efforts. And more than likely, being a 22-4, those efforts have been over the course of years. So you can really start to see some movement, some momentum, some of those, again, reaping the harvest. So that can feel really, really good. And, take the time to do that and to appreciate it and to celebrate it, because anytime a 22-4 gets a win, it's something they have worked really, really hard for. So, give yourself the time and the space to really appreciate that and appreciate what you've achieved and accomplished. If you don't see the harvest come in just yet, you will likely see the next pathway open, right? The next door open for you to go down that will lead to that harvest. So again, that's why I say just be really open to what presents at this time. It is very possible, because you're also working with, of course, the 25/7, 7 energy. It's very possible that that insight, or, you know, getting the key to open that door looks very different than what you had expected it to look, right? Kind of catches us by surprise at times. However, that 7 energy can bring the clarity. 7 is all about digging deeper, moving beyond the illusion, getting clear about something and getting that clarity, getting to the truth of something, right? So for you all, you could gain access to greater clarity at this time, where there might have been some fog or some murkiness. Now that clears and you're able to see very clearly the path ahead and the direction to take. You may also find something out about yourself or a circumstance that you weren't expecting, but that clarity can help you to move forward in a way that feels very, very aligned. Now, the other thing I will say about the 25/7, the 5 in this sort of equation, right, 25, so 5, that 5 is sort of a wild card, because the 5 can bring a tremendous amount of change, fluctuations, transformation, unexpected aha moments, and those aha moments create the movement for change. So you could see, I mean, really, it's kind of that energy of like, anything's possible at this time, and, you know, expect the unexpected, go with the flow, surrender to what you cannot control, allow things to present to you, make decisions through that presentation while following your intuition in the process. But just be open to anything at this time. You know, like the 5 can bring just very unexpected things. But that ultimately are for our highest good, and they're moving us towards that alignment. So definitely see where it takes you. And then once it drops you after this like 2-week cycle, right? It's a new moon, so it's about a 2-week cycle. You know, take stock of where you're at after this 2-week illumination, and then get your bearings, then kind of like figure out your next steps type of thing. Because the 5, a lot of times it can bring that so much change, and even in a short period of time, that it can feel a little topsy-turvy. So wait until you get your footing once again. The other thing that I would say is, you know, this can also bring in, the 25/7 can bring in like resurfacing of past inspirations. So if there's something that you were working on previously, but you put it down because it wasn't the right time, you didn't have all the ingredients, this energy can absolutely bring things to like fruition at this time, where it resurfaces and now the timing is right. Now everything that you need is kind of falling into place for you to take action on it once more. And this is the time to do it for sure. I would also say, you know, it can bring in like this reinvigoration where you feel like the fire has been reignited and you're ready to go on this past project, or it could even be a past relationship. It doesn't have to just be a project, because you've got the energy of the 2 there, 25, right? So it could be a past relationship that resurfaces at this time that may be reignited and in a healthier way than where it was previously. Or it could be a business partnership or something like that. So be open to it all. Definitely going to require hard work and perseverance, but it will pay off now, or it will in the future. So I would also say be mindful of any kind of like hasty actions. Really do your due diligence when it comes to signing contracts or saying yes to something or signing your name to something. Any kind of hasty actions could create change that you might not really appreciate. So definitely take your time. Not a tough call for a 22/4. You all are pretty much known for taking your time and kind of doing your due diligence. I don't think that'll be a problem, but just be mindful of like impulsivity or being too hasty at this time, because that could trip you up a little bit. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.